He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney with your Arrowhead update. The Chiefs returned from the bye week today and had a 10-10-10 practice. We got some good news for Meek Wilson and Mike DeVito. Returned to practice. One guy that was held out was offensive lineman Ben Grubbs with that neck injury, and that could affect what happens in this Broncos game.
Hey, well, Coach Reed talked about it during his presser on Monday, that if Ben Grubbs is not able to go, and he had been one of the rocks there at the left guard position. Obviously, Jeff Allen had moved over against Detroit last week in London and took over that left guard spot. Ja Reed moved back into that right tackle spot. Coach basically said that if Ben Grubbs isn't able to go, it's going to be that same offensive line combination. So you can expect Jeff Allen to stay there at the left guard spot, Ja Reed taking over at right tackle.
The Chiefs, of course, are 3-5 right now. The Broncos are actually coming off their first loss. They lost to the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday, 27-24. And now going into the second half, the Chiefs, of course, are going to be needing to rely on Charcandrick West.
It's one guy that I don't think everybody's kind of talked about him, and it's been one of the storylines of the season, but I don't think anybody can truly appreciate what he's been able to step in and do in the shoes that he was trying to fill of Jamaal Charles. And one of the things that I actually asked Coach about during the presser was just about the relationship, because anytime you talk to Charcandrick West about Jamaal Charles, he says, "I just got off the phone with him," or "he just texted me," whether it's after the game in the locker room or any other time during practice. Those two are always staying in touch, and part of the reason that Charcandrick has been as successful as he has is because of the continued relationship and that continued mentorship from Jamaal Charles, who, as the Chiefs' all-time leading rusher, is a pretty good guy to learn from.
So really good to see the relationship between some of these Chiefs running backs and that mentorism that goes on between Jamaal Charles and Charcandrick West. But now shifting our attention to the Broncos, we mentioned they lost that first game on Sunday. Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing for these Chiefs?
There's a lot of debate between this, whether you'd rather play a team that's not mad or hungry coming off the first loss. And it's the National Football League. Everybody's ready to go every week, so I don't really buy into that. They're going to be even more mad. I actually think it's a good thing because you're going up against a team that knows that they can be beaten. And the Broncos had some really close games. A lot of things had bounced their way. They had caught some breaks in order to be undefeated. But you look at what that offense has been in the past and what they are this year and what that defense has been this season. And there'll be a lot of talk about arguably being one of the best ever. And they're going to have to do that on Sunday against the Chiefs. They're going to have to prove it without a couple of their key guys. DeMarcus Ware re-aggravated that back issue against the Colts, so he's likely to miss a game. At least that's what's been reported right now. And then we just found out that Aqib Talib, their star cornerback, actually has a one-game suspension because of that eye-gouging incident against the Colts last week. So if they're going to prove that they are one of the best defenses in the NFL, they're going to have to prove that depth because they're going to have to do it without a couple of star guys.
So Denver will be without Ware and Talib. That's huge for the Chiefs. Another huge part of this game for the Chiefs is they'll have guys coming back in this game that weren't able to play against the Broncos earlier this season.
Yeah, it's cornerback Sean Smith and offensive lineman Jeff Allen, who we've already kind of touched on. But this defense has been different with Sean Smith back there. He wasn't able to play in that first game because he had the suspension. We've seen this defense force 5 turnovers over the last 2 games. It's no coincidence that they've won those 2 games because, in large part, due to those turnovers. Sean Smith's a big part of that. And then obviously Jeff Allen on the back on the offensive line. Seems like that group's kind of solidifying themselves, which is great to see. And again, they have a huge game coming up against the Broncos on Sunday.
It's fun to say, but the Chiefs will be looking for their 3rd win in a row. They'll practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and we'll have you covered as week goes on at Chiefs.com. For BJ Kissel, I'm Pete Sweeney, and this has been your Arrowhead Update.
65 toss power trap.